So one might think that we would also say one teen, two teen, and three teen, but we don't. We make up a different form, 11, 12, 13, and 15. Similarly, we have 40 and 60, which sound like what they are, but we also say 50 and 30 and 20, which sort of sound what they are, but not really. And for that matter, for numbers above 20, we put the decade first and the unit number second, 21, 22. For the teens, though, we do it the other way around. We put the decade second and the unit number first, 14, 17, 18. The number system in English is highly irregular. Not so in China, Japan, and Korea. They have a logical counting system. 11 is 10-1, 12 is 10-2, 24 is 2-10-4, and so on. That difference means that Asian children learn to count much faster than their American counterparts. 4-year-old Chinese children can count, on average, up to 40. American children at that age can only count to 15, and most don't reach 40 until they're 5. By the age of 5, in other words, American children are already a year behind their Asian counterparts in the most fundamental of math skills. The regularity of their number system also means that Asian children can perform basic functions, like addition, far more easily. Ask an English 7-year-old to add 37 plus 22 in her head, and she has to convert the words to numbers, 37 plus 22. Only then can she do the math. 2 plus 7 is 9, and 30 and 20 is 50, which makes 59. Ask an Asian child to add 3 tens 7 and 2 tens 2, and then the necessary equation is right there embedded in the sentence. No number translation is necessary. It's 5 tens 9. The Asian system is transparent, says Karen Fusion, a Northwestern University psychologist who has done much of the research on Asian-Western differences. I think that it makes the whole attitude towards math different. Instead of being a rote learning thing, there's a pattern I can figure out. There is an expectation that I can do this. There is an expectation that it's sensible. For fractions, we say 3/5. The Chinese is literally, out of 5 parts, take 3. That's telling you conceptually what a fraction is differentiating the denominator and the numerator. The much-storied disenchantment with mathematics among Western children starts in the 3rd and 4th grade, and Fusen argues that perhaps a part of that disenchantment is due to the fact that math doesn't seem to make sense. Its linguistic structure is clumsy. Its basic rules seem arbitrary and complicated. Asian children, by contrast, don't face nearly that same sense of bafflement. They can hold more numbers in their head and do calculations faster, and the way fractions are expressed in their language corresponds exactly to the way a fraction really is, and maybe that makes them a little bit more likely to enjoy math. And maybe because they enjoy math a little more, they try a little harder and take more math classes and are more willing to do their homework and on in a kind of virtuous circle. When it comes to math, in other words, Asians have a built-in advantage, but it's an unusual kind of advantage. For years, students from China, South Korea, and Japan, and children of recent immigrants from those countries, have substantially outperformed their Western counterparts at mathematics. And the assumption has always been that that must have something to do with some kind of innate Asian proclivity for math. The psychologist Richard Lin has even gone so far as to propose an elaborate evolutionary theory involving the Himalayas, really cold weather, pre-modern hunting practices, brain size, and specialized vowel sounds to explain why he believes Asians have higher IQs.